Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to part 70 of 120 of the Shmiras HaLoshon project, To Think Before We Speak. The concept of Avak Lashon Hara, the dust of Lashon Hara, is something that we encountered previously. We gave an example of saying about a certain family, they always have food. In which case, there are two ways to understand that phrase. Either they're very involved in physical pursuits, they're always eating, they're gluttonous, it's a very big negative, or they're very hospitable. They always have food, they're a revolving door of hospitality. And we said that that particular example of Avak Lashon Hara would depend on the person's attitude and whether it would bother him that these people that he's speaking about would hear what he said, because then it would be evident what his attitude really is. Is he trying to demean them, or is he trying to comment out of reverence and praise about their activities? The Chofetz Chaim here writes, Yesh devorim sha'asurim mitam avak lashon hara. There are other examples that are considered the dust of lashon hara. They were not speaking lashon hara directly, but nevertheless, they're in the same category. Kigon, for example. A person says, Mi haya omer al ploni sheyiye kemo shehu ata. Who would have imagined about him that he ever would have amounted to this? Who could have predicted that he would ever become what he is today? So he didn't say anything bad. He didn't say what that person was and what people thought of him. But nevertheless, there's something implied here. The conversation is going in a certain direction. And that's referred to as Avak Lashon Hara. Osha Omer, or if he would say, Shisku Miploni, let's not talk about him. I wouldn't want to talk about him and explain things. Ukayotze B'dvarim Elu, or similar examples of calling attention to somebody in a negative way, even though you didn't quite say anything. Keep in mind that the Chafetz Chaim already established that winking or calling attention in some way is also Lashon Hara. Even if it's Derech Remez, even if it's hinted, if it brings to Lashon Hara, it's also included in this prohibition. V'chein ha-mesapeh b'shivcho shel chaveiro b'fnei sonov. And the same thing is if you praise a person in front of his enemies. Dezegorim lohem sheyisapro bignuso. Because this causes that they will talk negative. And if we wonder, but I didn't do anything, the answer here would be that it's the same as remez, it's the same as hinting. You're abetting somebody. You're setting them up to be able to speak Lashon Hara or to be almost induced to speak Lashon Hara. Afilu humar b'saper b'shivcho. If a person is speaking excessively in praise of a person, even if it's not in front of his enemies, it's also bringing about people who are going to clarify and say he's not quite that great, and that itself is once again Lashon Hara. V'cholze im eno mishabcho barabim. This is all if he's not saying it publicly. It's just in front of a few people. Ava barabim, but to praise somebody publicly, there certainly will be some people who like him, some people who don't like him, and invariably by praising him in an excessive way, people will come lesaper bignuso. The Chafetz Chaim comments, unless the person is so recognized as such a kind person and such a beloved person, that perhaps then there's nothing to criticize. And if someone would criticize, everybody would respond. So then you would be permitted, and the application of that would presumably be if you're trying to get people to learn from somebody's good behavior. The question, of course, is how do we go ahead and praise an honoree at a dinner? Isn't that an example of saying the praise of somebody publicly, where there's certainly some detractors who are going to be instigated to speak Lashon Hara? And I believe there are a number of angles that we should be aware of. Number one, you have to ask somebody. You have to give them advance notice that you're going to be honoring them, and they have to be agreeable to be honored. And the people who are attending the dinner know that you're going to be honoring them, and if they don't want to be there, let them not book a reservation if it bothers them that this person is being honored. Indeed, likewise, we have to choose wisely. Who do we honor? So that perhaps it should fall into that second category of the person, at least for what he's being honored, is so special that people will not speak badly about him. And if they did, there would be a rebuttal right away, and therefore there's no concern. And perhaps also we need to be careful not to overpraise an honoree, because that too can induce Lashon Hara. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.